I'm sure you had a big refund, Jane.
And I know. You always know it's a bad thing, Jane.
Well, if you could have directly deposited it into your IRA, which is another option for people who are getting refunds, they can directly deposit that refund into their IRA. Well, we can talk about that on another day. But,
okay.
But the fact of the matter is there are many people out there who are unable to pay any taxes due come April 15th, and what I'd like to talk about is what they should be doing. Well, let me do the easy part first. What they should not do is ignore it. They should not say to themselves, well, I can't afford to pay my balance due. I'm just not going to file. You have to file, because if you don't file, there's a severe penalty for not filing. You have to, whatever you can pay, you should go ahead and file and pay whatever you can. And then the IRS will bill you for the difference with some interest charges and a small late payment penalty. But the late filing penalty, if you don't file, is much more severe. So anybody who has, you know, they know they're going to have a balance due come April 15th, has to go ahead and file, even if they file for an extension. Pay whatever they can.
All right, so if you pay and you still owe and they come back to you with a bill, is that when you work out terms, for instance, payable monthly or maybe even putting it on a credit card? Or how do you do that?
Yes, here are the options for paying. If you feel you cannot afford to pay, here are some options. You can pay by credit card. And the charge for paying by credit card is strictly a charge between you and the credit card company. There is a small fee. They call it a convenience fee the IRS imposes for paying by credit card, which the person has to pay.
On top of your 29% rate that the credit card companies are sticking everybody with.
And those fees are going up as well. But at least you file, and the IRS penalty, believe me, is going to be much higher than 29% when all is said and done. Another option is request an installment agreement with the IRS. IRS Form 9465 is filed to request an installment agreement, and if you owe less than $25,000, you will automatically be granted that installment agreement. In other words, you don't have to be approved for that type of agreement. If you owe less than $25,000, the IRS will approve you're paying any balance due over a period of not more than 5 years. So you have 5 years to pay any balance due. However, if you have a previous installment agreement, that is from another tax year, you can't get a new one for tax year 2008. You have to be current. And finally, there is one other option for people who absolutely cannot pay their taxes due, and they feel they're not going to be able to even file the taxes. There's a little known fact out there that individuals can apply for an extension for payment and for filing their taxes. And that's IRS Form 111127. But in that case, the individual has to prove that they're unable to pay any taxes due and they're unable to file their taxes. What would be an example? Well, they had a severe loss. Their house burned down. The house was flooded. They have no means of paying any taxes due, nor do they have any means of actually even putting up the tax return together. They just are really in dire circumstances.
Sounds like the kind of form they would keep in a stack of, say, in the day room of your prison.
Well, people in prison, I guess, don't have to file tax returns, but so
they don't.
They certainly.
Well,
so for instance, does Bernard Madoff have to file a tax return?
Well, if he does, he has to find another accountant because his accountant
is also in jail. Yeah.
So he has to go find another tax preparer.
Well, just as an aside, I think people that go to prison that still retain substantial assets and may have income on it, you do have to file.
If they're getting enough interest and dividend income, yeah. And, of course, if they're being paid, a dollar an hour for their making license tags.
That's probably not going to qualify.
That probably will not generate enough income to necessitate filing a tax return unless they take out taxes from that. But in general, people really have to make sure that they make every effort to file their taxes, and if they can't, communicate with the IRS. The last thing you want to do is just walk away, ignore it, and say, well, I'll worry about that later. You can't do that. You have to do something. And these are various options for people to file their taxes. And while they're doing their federal, they have to also consider what their state is requiring, because states that have state income taxes require a tax return to be filed in this area, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And you have to do the same thing. If you can't pay your state income taxes, you have to communicate with your state revenue office to come up with something make sure that you're going to pay your taxes eventually.
And then, and further clarification, if you are a member of the military on active duty in Iraq or Afghanistan, do you get an extension to file, or do you not have to file? What's the law on that?
You do get an extension if you're out, of the country. You get an extension. I can't remember what are the circumstances or how long. What I could do is I had last year I had written an article about that for filing requirements for members of the military, and I'll send it to the station there. You can post it on your website.
Okay.
And I wonder if that also extends to people, say, in the diplomatic corps that might be also overseas.
Yes. The rule is that if you're out of the country, you get a sort of an automatic extension.
Okay.
Until June 15th.
And are there any other things people should be aware of, especially in the economic downturn? A lot of people upside down on their mortgages and all that stuff. I mean, there's got to be special considerations that they're going to have to take.
Well, if you're upside down on your mortgage, I mean, if you're...
Well,
if you're,
for instance, if you went into foreclosure or something along those lines.
Well, the IRS, is the rules have changed somewhat in terms of being people who've walked away from their mortgages and have been in or gone through short sales their houses in which the lender had forgiven the mortgage. In the past, if you had any debt that has been forgiven, such as a mortgage, the lender was obligated to report any forgiveness of debt as income to you, the borrower, and you have to report that income on your tax return.
Right.
I mean, that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Here you can't afford to pay it, and then
you get taxed on it.
And then you're going to be taxed on any unpaid balance of whatever.
But that's changed now, you say?
On mortgages, because as a result of Congress's changing the law last year with the mortgage mess. But that does not apply to things like auto loans, credit cards. If your lender forgives your debt, auto loan, credit card debt, they will issue a 1099-C. C stands for cancellation of debt.